It's time to redefine and align to the badass leader and mother you really are. I'm your host, Nicole Weston. I have been coaching moms for the last decade on aligning to what they truly desire so they can be present with their family, create the most successful business, all while having it all. We're going to be talking to moms all around the world who are diving into what does it mean to take care of myself? What does it mean to redefine motherhood so I can live it on my terms, so I can have it all? It's time to rise, and here's the thing. We can't do it alone. Join us as we have some of the most important conversations about how moms are taking their pain and turning it into their purpose. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode on Redefine and Align. I am your host, Nicole Weston, and I am so grateful that you are here. How are you? And actually, how are you? I'm serious. Not like I'm good, I'm fine, I'm tired, but like, how are you? How have you been feeling? We are coming out of the full moon energy, lots of really great shifts coming out of March break, whether that was you taking time to be with the family, or maybe you juggled a lot of schedules and did a little bit of both. How are you? I'm really curious to know. If you are back from last week's episode, I would love to hear from you. I definitely shared a lot about myself in a real, raw, vulnerable way, and it felt safe to do so. I just want to clarify. And I'm really grateful for all those who are listening, for all those who are sharing their feedback and just their love, you know, ultimately their love. For today's connection, for today's, let's just say, intention, I want to talk to you about, you know, how we can elevate our self-love. And I'm going to make a few assumptions because I don't know who's listening other than when people tell me they're listening. And I'm going to assume that you are here because you feel heard, you feel seen, and you feel like you can relate and connect with what I'm sharing. And that means the world to me. So thank you. I may not know who you are, and I may never know who you are. And I just want you to know that I feel your love. I feel your intentions. And I feel that when you press play on my episodes, it is an act of self-love. And self-love is so powerful. It has been stretched and it has been molded. It has been the topic of conversations for a long time. If you're tuning in to today's podcast, it's probably safe for me to assume that you are potentially a self-love junkie, or you are stepping into the world of self-love. You see, self-love truly is at the root of all the self-development professionally and personally. And I believe that we have so much love to give. My mission has always been that this world needs more love. I remember in 2012 when I released a limiting belief that I was unlovable, and I began to see how much love was possible in the world. I remember shifting, rewiring, and setting every intention to be focused on the love that exists. It exists within every realm, every space, and all the interspaces in between. And I, up until that moment, knew that I was loved by my family. But I think the little girl inside of me was like, what the fuck is love? So sure enough, on my journey, I was invited to ask my family, what does love mean to you? You know, the women in my life who were the most significant women in my life, my mother, my grandmother. At this point, I couldn't ask my other grandmother because she had already passed, but The women who were the most influential people in my life, what did they teach me about love? What did they have to say to me about love? What were the nuances that I picked up about love? How did I know that I was loved? How did I know that it was safe to be loved? What did it look like to love someone else that wasn't your child? This was a very pivotal time in my life. I was questioning everything. Beginning to be aware of how love is handed down through the generations. And it was at that point in my life when I started to recognize through the research that I was destined to never love myself. I had a contract in the stars that said, you will either live a life where you have no idea how powerful you are, how lovable you are, and you have a contract that says you will absolutely discover it, you will feel it, you will actualize it, and then you will take that and magnify it. I had a choice. So, if you're listening here today, I think we can agree that I chose the direction, the path that allowed me to truly, truly know the depths of love. And at that time, I was single in my life. I had only really two significant relationships at that point in my life, and I had already been doing things very differently than the women who came before me. So when I asked my mom, what does love mean to you? What is love? She thought about it. She looked at me and she was like, oh, Nicole, what is love anyways? And I remember thinking at this point, you know, I was just I think we were about 1 year into our relationship, Brandon and I. At that point in my life, I knew the value, the importance, the relationship I had cultivated with myself. I knew that I was allowing myself to take safe, calculated risks and was accepting and receiving and blooming in the love that Brandon and I had cultivated between ourselves. And I remember thinking in that moment, oh my goodness, my mother, this woman who I have at the top of the top, who in my world could literally do no wrong, has never felt the depths of love. Love for self and love for a man or a woman. I knew she loved me. So we carried on and I went upstairs to the condo. My mom lived on level 308 actually. And my nanny and my papa lived in the apartment 508. So we went upstairs in the elevator as we always did. And we went to have dinner with my nanny and papa as we always did. And honestly, for that year, I dated my mom, I dated my nanny, I dated my papa. And I don't mean like dated. I just mean like all that free time was spent with my family, getting to know them, having movie nights with them, having dinners with them. Like we spent an incredible amount of time together. And I remember going upstairs and asking my nanny, Nanny, what does love mean to you? Like, what is love? What is love? And she paused and she looked at me and she said, oh, Nicole, what is love anyways? And it stopped me in my tracks. I was like, sorry, what? You had six children. No, wait, one, three boys, four, five children. You had five children. So you know what it means to love a child. You are in your 60s and you don't know this feeling that I'm feeling inside. And it's like she knows what love is, like, right? She knows what it means to love someone. She knows you go above and beyond and you love them and you take care of them. But what she was ultimately answering was to love herself. What does that mean? And remember taking these notes back to my coach and going, I don't think it was ever in the plan for me to know how to love and care for myself first. How to put my needs first without feeling extraordinary amounts of guilt and shame and confusion as if I was doing something wrong. I had no idea how. I had no idea that I had permission. I had no idea that it was a choice. It was just how I was raised. I was raised to be a good girl. I was raised to be the nice girl. I was raised to be a good girl with a hidden element of don't take any shit. Thank you, mama. You know, I was raised as my mom was raised, as her mom was raised, and as her mom was raised. I was the first woman in my family. In my family generational line, so maternal line, to not have children under the age of 24 years old. I was the first woman in my family to complete high school and graduate university. I was the first woman in my family to get hired in her career that she went to school for. I was that first woman in my line. I was the first woman to not be married and be in love. And I didn't know it at the time. I just remember being in a significant relationship when I was in high school and recognizing that, oh shit, like my parents met at 16 and we all know how that went down. A very violent, intense, not happy, not friendly, not amicable separation that never led to divorce. It was the collapsing of a family unit. And honestly, if I were to come back to this moment right now, the love, the intention, every part of my being that shows up for the family that I'm creating. You know, I'll have moments where I think to myself, I'm capable of this because of the woman my mother was. And also, I could never imagine being in her shoes and watching everything she built just completely collapse overnight. You know, what does all of this have to do with anything? It has to do with the idea that loving myself had to become my responsibility. I had to change how this generational line of women were going to move forward. It was like I heard the call and I picked it up. And I couldn't, I picked it up. I'll tell you exactly when I picked it up the first time. When out of nowhere, and probably not out of nowhere, but like so much love to this man's family and himself, I picked it up like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be like my parents, falling in love at 16 and then staying together with one person for the rest of my life. It just, I knew it wasn't for me. And so I didn't know that entirety, but I had decided at that time in my life, we're going to take a break and I'm just going to go find myself is what I said. And we'll come back together and then we'll carry on with life. And that's not how it went. It turned into 2 years of heartbreak and pain and making some really bad decisions and hurting a lot of people that were close to me. When I look back, I see a woman who completely had no idea of the power of love, who had no idea the power of her own worth. I was looking to him to validate my existence, my worth, my love. And it was never going to happen. And so it was in that moment that I think I heard the call the first time, when I decided I'm not going through with this. But really nothing outside of me told me that it needed to be. It was really just this like feeling on the inside. And it was like I wasn't saying goodbye, but I was saying we need to just reevaluate. And little did I know, probably the little soul inside of me or my inner child or my angels, whoever it was, the universe was calling and was like, hello, we have a completely different path that we would like you to take. And you have an opportunity right now to get on the fast track to that path. Okay, I answered the call. Didn't know it. And I'm going to tell you, I bet you I answered the call the moment I decided to go on birth control. At 16, now I had a cyst on my ovary. My body was creating these cysts. I had to have surgery. We ended up going on birth control because my mom and I were like, yes, like we don't want you to have surgery again. That's already a second major surgery in your pelvis area, like in your lower abdomen. Like, yeah, like let's do this. So we did that. Did I become sexually active under the age of 18? No. But there's these little moments that looking back was like, hello, the universe is calling. Here's your opportunity to do it differently. Would you like to answer this call? Click. I clicked onto a different path. And then boom, the universe shows up again. It's like, it would say, here's a woman we're going to drop into your life and she is going to be the most incredible, most powerful, most beautiful friend you'll ever co-create with. You know, boom, there she was. It's like there's these incredible moments where universe, God, spirit, angel, whoever, whatever, place significant people in my life, probably from the moment I was in grade 3 all the way to now, where it was like, if we don't put these people in her path, these are her people. She gets to choose how to cultivate and co-create and nurture these relationships, but we are going to place them here and she has the choice. But little did I know, I did not know I had a choice. So here we are. The breakup happens. 2 years of misery, 2 years of obsession, 2 years of just neurotic pain. I ended up with mono. I ended up completely disconnected from myself. I could not get a job in my career. I could not find a job as a social worker. Nothing was lining up. And then my stepmother died. And I remember actually just recently this year, I found the letter of love that I wrote to her at her funeral. And the line went like, thank you for showing me what it's like to love a man unconditionally. So I'm going, whoa, like you had a little bit of wisdom with you all throughout your life. All of these women were placed in your life to catch you when you fell. How cool is that? Hindsight is everything. So I come back to love. It is love that caught me in that breakup because I literally had to feel what felt like the world come out from underneath my feet. I remember being at my dad's house and finding out some horrific news about this ex-partner and my brother catching me when I fell. I remember not knowing what I would do with my life. And you know, these are significant moments in our coming of age story. And it's like, I didn't know then what I know now. And it was a few years later after I had discovered the power of NLP and I had done a breakthrough. And basically I was in coaching from like the year 2012 up until today. Like I'm still in coaching because I love the growth. But it was a few years later that I just began giving love to this ex-partner and his family and just thinking like, if I hadn't fallen that hard and that far, if I hadn't disconnected so fully from myself, I wouldn't have had an opportunity to find myself on my terms. And so there was this unconditional acceptance for what was. There was these hidden gems along the way, and it really lit up my life's mission around the power of self-love. And then recognizing that none of the women who were raising me had any, they had never picked up the call. It was not in their evolution. It was not part of their generational map. you know? And so in 2021, 10 months ago, when my mom died tragically, I didn't know it then. I was at the peak. And you've heard, if you've been here before, you've heard me talk about this. You know, this is nothing like, you've heard me say all of these things, but what I come back down to is here I am 10 months out going, holy frig, world right from underneath of my feet, falling down a black hole, falling down a black hole, wondering when it will stop. What do I do with this amount of pain? How will I ever carry on? How will I serve myself? How will I serve my family? How will I serve the clients who choose to work with me? How will I make an impact in this world when I have been impacted so much by the world? And there was nothing left to do but fall. So that's what I fucking did. By no means am I glorifying the pain or the death or the tragedy, but I am saying that I'm not back, but I hit the bottom. No, that doesn't feel right. All of the angels that were placed in my life caught me. You've ever seen that? These beautiful pictures of like people holding hands under the stars, you know, like this massive group of people. Imagine them holding one of those parachutes we used to play with in school. And it was like I landed on that parachute and they shot me back up. I mean, it didn't happen very fast, but it was just the power of that support, the power of love, and really a coming into myself around, I know that I'm moving. I know that I'm moving forward. Now I need to decide what's coming with me and what's not. You know, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all of it. So it's like self-love for me isn't just a new fun thing to do. It's not because it's a catchy thing to talk about. It's not fun self-care. It really comes down to how are we loving ourselves through our suffering? Because what we know for sure is suffering is real and suffering will be experienced by all of us. And what I have learned again is that within that suffering, my willingness to become aware of it, my willingness to meet it, allows me to go through it and come to the other side where there is so much more love. So you're going to hear this and go like, cool, Nicole, so what? Yeah, so what? What does this have to do with you? I want to invite you into this world where self-love becomes your badass tool for life. Because it's like, you know, we know we can't control anything that's happening in the world, right? Like it's like we know that events are going to happen, good and bad. We know that, yeah, of course we have power over our thoughts, we have power over how we respond. We have radical personal choice, should we choose it? But how? And that's the thing is like let me go back to the beginning here. It's like you press play for a reason. So that tells me that you have been on the journey of self-love, of manifestation, law of attraction. You've applied all the things and it's still something is missing. You still feel like it's not adding up. You feel like you should be happier by now. And I'm going to tell you right now, like big secret slash big missing piece in the industry is that everyone is teaching self-love and manifestation and neuroscience, and no one is connecting it to the nervous system. And I shouldn't say no one, because there are some incredible, brilliant people out there. But for the majority, we cannot think good thoughts when the body is trying to survive. So if the body is trying to survive because it's experienced trauma, abuse, violence, and listen, all those individuals out there who are going, you know, no, no, like my childhood was great, all the things. It's like, we all have it. We all have a big T or a little T, or some of us have a little bit of both. It's like, and I don't say that because I want you to look at your past and go, oh, what happened to me and what's wrong with me? It's like, no. No, 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 no. I'm inviting you to go, what's missing? Because you know, there is something missing. And it is within that ability to love ourselves unconditionally when we start to take a step forward and we go, what do I need to become aware of that is preventing me from fully living in my life? What is it? So that's the invitation. That's why I think you're here. Because you know you're being called and you know something just isn't right. You are a mom, maybe. You're a partner. You are a badass, career-driven woman. It doesn't matter what hat you're wearing. It matters about how you're feeling. You're doing all the things, and you still feel like you should be happier right now. You have designed the life that you always wanted, and yet you feel like you should be happier now. I would say that over the last 10 years, I have refined my methods and my practices and my framework in the world of self-love, so that even though we can't control a thing, we can come back to the framework. We can come back to, how am I treating and responding to myself? What are the steps I need to take to move myself through this holistically, not just like one part of myself? It's kind of I've been learning a lot about functional medicine, and it's kind of like going to a specialist for like your heart, but then not seeing a specialist for like your lungs and like what you're putting into your body, you know, like a nutritionist. And it's like, I know there's a referral system out there and I know like it makes sense, but that's exhausting. And when we have trauma inside of our body, to try to keep track of all the things we need to do is exhausting. So why not go to one doctor that's going to see you, as your whole picture, all the things that make you, that contribute to how you may be feeling, thinking, or being. And that's what this framework is for me. It represents diving into the past to see what is presenting in the future so that you can unlock it, release it at a cellular level, and then get aligned into your manifestations for the future. Simply put, it is permission to evolve. Permission to evolve on your terms, not to ignore the bad stuff that's happening, not to ignore the really tough feelings, but to actually have the framework and the strategies to be able to implement them in real time. When I was in the depths of the grief, when my physical body felt as though it had been hit by a bat, my body, my head felt like I had been in a physical trauma. As if I had a concussion, but nobody treated me as such. Nobody was like, you know what? Turn the lights off, go to a hotel room, and we will bring you food for the next 5 days because you just had a concussion, so just rest. Mind you, a lot of my family and friends brought me food and they did love me. So like, yes, yes. What I'm saying is the context of, if I had a concussion, it would be like no screens, no TV, no doing the things. And then I was kind of looked at funny if I even asked or thought or expected that to be the reality. But it's like, if we're not going to be healing completely from the significant emotional, physical traumas that we have experienced, the healing has to happen, in my opinion. So for me, it just felt like in those moments, it didn't matter how much neuroscience, it didn't matter how much emotional intelligence I have, it didn't matter about what I believed in spirit. All that mattered was I was in a physical trauma. And I had to use those tools. I had to love on myself, take care of myself, and let it flow. But what I know is that without the tools, without the framework, that can feel like a downward spiral forever and ever and ever and ever until we get further enough away from it that we can't feel it. So what if we could heal our past without having to feel the pain of the past? What if I could lead you through a session where you could easily and effortlessly, gently and joyfully release the past to create the awareness and to bring you back into your power so you could have permission to evolve on your terms? What if? Like, what would that be like for you? So for me, that's a QCP session. For me, that's where we create awareness, we do the clearing, and we are letting go of cellular memory. Why? So that you can have a happy, healthy, loving, compassionate relationship with yourself. Because I know that when you love yourself unconditionally, even in the process of loving yourself unconditionally, your awareness in how you treat yourself radically transforms. And when you change how you treat yourself, you will treat everybody else around you completely differently. So yes, it's me and you. It's two of us. And after that work, you are radically impacting 10 of the closest people in your life. Quantum healing, it's like quantum magic. It is the work of a lifetime. When I think about all of the individuals I have served in this session, when I think about all the times that I have shown up in this session for myself, it has been permission to evolve. It was like, hello, universe calling. You have now been offered a fast pass to your evolution. Whoop. Because the forgiveness happens, the awareness happens, therefore the expansion happens. The charge to that incredibly difficult memory is no longer there. And do you know what you can do with the energy when it is no longer holding on to the pain? You take that energy and you love on yourself, you love on your partner, you love on the stranger who's walking by you. You have love to give. You will have love. You will open up the capacity to deal with your narcissist ex. You will have love to deal with the people in your life who have done wrong to you. You will have love to give back to yourself in the moments where you feel so like life is unfair. You will have capacity and love and tools to do that. Instead of feeling like you are doing all of the right things and feeling like you should be happier right now in this moment, and then something happens and it throws you off, and then you beat yourself up because you should know better. You've spent the money, you've spent the time, you've spent the energy, and it shouldn't be like this now. And it is. So today I offer you an opportunity to breathe and to give yourself permission to know that you didn't know what you didn't know until you knew it. And what would happen if you gave yourself permission to choose differently than what you know? What would happen if you gave yourself permission to be brave and to take a step into the unknown? What do you need in order to know that you are safe? What do you need to know? And how do you know that you feel safe to move forward? These are the questions I'm going to invite you to reflect on in your journal. Send me an email, reply back. If you are not subscribed to my list, please sign up. I send out a reminder of this email every week, and after you hear it, you can always send a reply back and share with me your thoughts. I love hearing from you. I love knowing how this work has impacted you. I love knowing how the world has impacted you. And I want to know, what brings you the most joy? What would be the one thing that you could do differently that would invite in more love? I'm going to leave a link in the show notes for you to sign up to the news list. By the end of the week, I will say, or even the beginning of next, I've got an incredible free quiz and self-love energetic checklist coming out. So you can sign up for that and get on the list for that. I'm super excited about it. It's a really great opportunity to dive into, like, what is my relationship with myself? Is it toxic self-love or is it authentic self-love? And then I will walk you through my checklist for how to really align your energetics with your self-love, because that's the first step, 1000%. So I'll leave the link to that below. You'll probably get prompted to sign up for the waitlist, and that freebie checklist is coming out next week. Really excited about it. I have put so much love and intention into this because, number one, I want to bring so much love and value and resources to you. So I'd love for you to sign up and start implementing those practices right away. We've got a really exciting month coming up. I know it's only like March 22nd when you hear this. April is going to be a kick-ass month and I'm super pumped for it. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for spending your time with me. And I want to know, like, do you listen to me on normal speed or high speed? Because I definitely listen to things on high speed. Okay. So much love to you. Thank you. And until next time, I hope you give yourself so much love, so much gratitude, and remember just how loved you are.
Thank you so much for listening. I want to hear from you. What did you love about today's podcast? What are you feeling inspired to do differently? Find us on Facebook at Redefining Motherhood and tell us all about it. You can also follow along on Instagram at the Nicole Weston. Here's the thing, we were never meant to do this alone, and it is time to redefine motherhood and live it on our terms. I believe we can have it all, and I believe in order to do that, we've got to do it differently. Follow along and let us know. Be sure to subscribe. We drop a new episode every Wednesday.